American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
On the Record with Gavin Riley.
Brought to you by PwC. Redesign your organization. Reinvent your capabilities. Reimagine your future.
On News Talk.
Barristers working in the criminal courts will withdraw their services next Tuesday, October 3rd, in an effort to get pay cuts that were introduced following the financial crash reversed. Joining me now to discuss this is Sarah Phelan, Senior Counsel, Chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland. Sarah, good afternoon.
You might just
start by explaining to us what the cut is here, because I know I certainly thought almost all, if not all, of the recession era and FEMPI cuts were gone.
Yes, as I understand it, Sean, anybody in the public sector or beyond who had FEMPI era cuts actually applied. Most of them at this stage have been restored, and there's been a process of restoration since in around 2016. We seem to be an outlier, and our fees have not been restored. We actually suffered, if I can put it that way, more cuts than the public sector, because in addition to the two 8% cuts that everybody across the public sector would have had applied, we actually had a unilateral cut imposed in 2011 of 10%. And we also had our link with the public sector pay unilaterally severed in 2008.
Okay, so when these public sector pay increases have been coming over the last few years, their fees haven't been going up?
No, we're at just below 2002 levels nominally. But in reality, if you go on to the CSO website, you'll see that the buying power of €100 back in 2002 is actually over €140 today.
Yeah, there's been quite a lot of inflation too. How much money are we talking about? Because with the greatest respect, I don't think there's a huge amount of people sitting at home fretting over how well or how poorly barristers are doing financially.
Well, it's not up to us, Sean, to actually cost it. What we are looking for is not an increase in fees, and that's very, very important. What we're looking for is simply that the cuts imposed would be restored. And what we're looking for is that there would be a process of restoration. So we do not expect that those cuts would be reapplied in one fell swoop. We just want a process of restoration. And back in 2018, the DPP and the Department of Justice both concluded following a review that the flexibilities and efficiencies brought about by criminal barristers over the previous decade warranted a reversal of those cuts.
So when you talk about, is this on a day rate? Is it on a per case rate? Or how does it work within the legal system?
Barristers will be paid for a day that they are in court. And then if they are more days in court, they will be paid for more days. But there are set fees, so at circuit court level and beyond.
Okay, and what's the engagement been like so far with the department, with the minister? We had the Justice Minister in here earlier. I don't know if you heard her interview and did ask her about it. She said, look, it's in the realm of discussions for the budget, but without any sort of a firm commitment.
We have to acknowledge, John, that this Minister for Justice and previous ministers for justice have been wholly supportive of our efforts to have our pay cuts reversed. The issue, therefore, is it more at a government level? And I know that this Minister for Justice has made a case for us for the budget process, but it is a government decision at this stage. It's a political decision.
You had a very good piece in the Irish Times, which is worth people reading if they have the time to do it. And in it, you said that this was a case of inverted snobbery. What did you mean by that?
I think what's meant by that, Sean, is that a lot of people may not actually realise the value that criminal barristers bring to the criminal justice system. And junior barristers do not actually earn the money that perhaps the public thinks that a lot of barristers do earn. And if we don't keep those junior barristers in the system, then in the years to come, there are not going to be sufficiently skilled and experienced barristers to both prosecute serious criminal offences and to defend those serious criminal offences. And I suppose what this means from the public's interest, from your listeners' interest, is that there's going to be a dearth of criminal barristers, and therefore victims of crime won't have their rights vindicated in a timely manner because cases may not be prosecuted on time. And those accused, who are innocent until proven otherwise, they also won't have their rights vindicated because cases won't be heard in a timely manner.
Yeah, that's something that the Free Legal Advice Centre has been talking about this week. Failure to properly resource the provision of legal aid jeopardises the rights of those who come before the courts and the rule of law more generally. Presumably that's something that you'd fairly strongly agree with.
Well, I think if the rule of law isn't applied, then we don't have a democracy, Sean. And that is the doomsday scenario. Mm. Now, I'm not saying we're there, but our stats show that at the moment, 2/3 of those who commence in criminal practice leave criminal practice after 6 years. So therefore, there is going to be a pipeline issue for skilled barristers in the future. And actually, we thought that might be in the future. But last May, the DPP herself actually couldn't find senior barristers to prosecute, I think, 2 cases. So the manpower shortage might be, you know, making itself shown sooner than we thought.
Mm, yeah, it's already there. And obviously there is going to be that protest now. I think more than 450 barristers already signing an open letter to support the campaign. And that is going to happen on the first day of the new legal term on Tuesday. Sarah Phelan, Senior Counsel, Chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland. Thanks a million for joining us on The Record.
On The Record with Gavin Riley. Sunday morning at 11.
Brought to you by PwC. Redesign your organisation. Reinvent your capabilities. Reimagine your future.
On News Talk.